with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Two strong earthquakes in the Atlantic Ocean rattle the eastern Caribbean.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake struck in open waters of the Atlantic Ocean and was felt throughout the eastern Caribbean. The quake occurred about 100 miles east of Guadalupe at a depth of 6 miles. The earthquake felt on islands including Antigua and as far as St. Vincent and the Grenadines. Shortly afterward, a magnitude 6.0 aftershock struck in the same area. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, Hurricane Melissa has strengthened and is drawing closer and closer to Jamaica. Forecasters say it will unleash catastrophic flooding, landslides, and widespread damage, probably making landfall sometime tomorrow, then moving on to Cuba later in the day. President Trump extending an opportunity to meet with North Korea's reclusive leader, Kim Jong-un, while he's in the region.
I haven't mentioned it. I haven't said anything, but I'd love to meet with him if he'd like to meet. I got along great with Kim Jong-un. I liked him. He liked me. If he wants to meet, I'll be in South Korea.
On a separate note, on board Air Force One, the president spoke to reporters about Vladimir Putin boasting that they've created a new nuclear-capable missile.
I don't think it's an appropriate thing to Putin to be saying, by the way. He ought to get the war ended. A war that should have taken 1 week is now in its soon fourth year. That's what he ought to do instead of testing missiles.
The president has arrived in Japan for talks with the prime minister.
This is a high-stakes visit for Japan. Tokyo will want to reaffirm that its defense alliance with Washington remains solid in an increasingly unstable region. President Trump is expected to push Japan to shoulder more security costs. He's also looking for greater access to Japan's agriculture and car markets, while Sanae Takaichi hopes to attract American investment and protect key domestic industries. For Ms. Takaichi, a protege of the late former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who built a famously close rapport with Donald Trump.
And this is SRN News. New report on divorce in the U.S. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that the divorce rate is down and has been in decline since the 1980s. That sounds like good news, but it has to be considered against the backdrop of a parallel decline in marriage. Fewer people are getting divorced, but fewer people are getting married in the first place. The Pew survey also reveals that one-third of all people who have ever been married report their first marriage ended in divorce. Michael Harrington reporting.
In the event Zohran Mamdani wins New York City's mayor's race next month, he would become the city's first ever Muslim mayor. His election would also shatter another long-standing norm that New York politicians remain fiercely supportive of Israel. Mamdani is a democratic socialist and a staunch supporter of Palestinians. He's also described himself as anti-Zionist. This is SRN News. Bernie Bennett reports the Secret Service seized 22 EBT skimmers in Baltimore, stopping about $22 million worth of fraud.
The U.S. Secret Service, alongside local law enforcement and state agency partners, conducted an electronic benefit transfer fraud and payment card skimming outreach operation in Baltimore and the surrounding areas on October 22nd and 23rd. Personnel visited 493 businesses and removed 22 illegal skimming devices, preventing an estimated potential loss of nearly $22.9 million. More than 3,000 point-of-sale terminals, gas pumps, and ATMs were inspected. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The three-month strike against a U.S. aerospace giant will continue. Boeing workers at three Midwest plants where military aircraft and weapons are developed have voted to reject the company's latest contract offer. The strike by about 3,200 machinists is smaller in scale than a walkout last year. More of these stories at srnnews.com.